With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. A fiery start in the Legislative Assembly today with Speaker of the House, the Honorable Makeeva Bush, responding to a newspaper editorial critical of his remarks about the role and position of Mr. James Austin Smith, the head of the Human Rights Commission.
The House is in its right to question Mr. Austin Smith's intention, particularly where his actions are considered to be in contempt of the powers and privileges of this House, as enshrined in the Legislative Assembly Immunities, Powers, and Privileges Law.
Mr. Bush added they have the power to issue fines and prison time for contempt, but did not choose to do so. He acknowledges the issues surrounding the same-sex marriage ruling have been challenging, but also says Parliament is not changing the law to support same-sex marriage because it doesn't agree that it should be done.
Anyone who wants the law to change can put up $1,000 in any one of the 19 constituencies and campaign on the issue and let the voters have their say. That is the test.
Mr. Bush went on to say the impact of allowing judges to change or rewrite laws, as the Chief Justice did with the marriage law, is that it will open the door to revisions to other laws, such as the country's immigration and election laws, on the same grounds. Government is expecting to spend $5 million to purchase land this year with money from the Environment Protection Fund.
Mr. Chair, in July 2018, the Cabinet approved for the Minister of Education, Youth, Sports, Agriculture and Lands a request for CIA $10 million. In supplementary funding to budget year for land purchase. Funds are to be used to acquire additional Crown land across numerous districts for the purpose of public use, beach access, and environmental conservation.
At the time, Lands Minister the Honorable Juliana O'Connor Conley says that more than 45 properties were identified for potential purchase. Since then, the Department of Lands and Survey has been offering each landowner the average price of two independent valuations of the land in an effort to secure the properties.
Where an offer is rejected by an owner, the acting chief valuation officer recommends that she be authorized to negotiate up to the higher of the two valuations. Mr. Chair, in these few instances, she will offer up to the ceiling valuation figure that she is willing to support. All offers to be made subject to Cabinet approval.
The minister said at the end of 2018, some funds weren't used.
CI $5.5 million for the purchase of lands using funds from the Environmental Protection Fund will be utilized in the continuation of the said project.
Finance Committee approved supplemental appropriations to government for 2019. Lawmakers debate a bill that helps residents plan for their end-of-life care.
An advanced health care directive, also called the living will, spells out a person's preference for life-sustaining medical treatment. Some of those preferred medical treatments and/or procedures are ventilators and feeding tubes, do not resuscitate.
Tabling the health care decisions bill on Wednesday, Health Minister the Honorable Duane Seymour told lawmakers that the bill will close the gap in local legislation, which does not fully address palliative care in the Cayman Islands.
An advanced health care directive, also called the living will, spells out a person's preference for life-sustaining medical treatment. Some of those preferred medical treatments and/or procedures are ventilators and feeding tubes, do not resuscitate.
Mr. Seymour stressed that this option is for people who choose to set up a living will and is by no means mandatory for residents.
Having said that, Mr. Speaker, I do want to encourage everyone to start having those difficult conversations with their loved ones regarding end-of-life care.
There were a few concerns raised in debate, including those related to the detailed and complex template form. But Mr. Seymour said the idea is that the directive maker will fill out the form with their doctor. He says his ministry will also consider recommendations by the opposition to create regulations to guide hospitals' ethics committees. Opposition leader the Honorable Ezard Miller says he is undaunted by a rift in his camp that saw the deputy opposition leader resigning. Radio Cayman's Andrel Harris has the details.
Two slightly different accounts have surfaced surrounding the Newlands MLA Alva Suku's departure from the official opposition benches. Speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record talk show, the former deputy opposition leader said his decision to leave was over leadership.
I don't see how, on the surface, I could continue as deputy of the opposition if I wasn't going to continue in building this alliance. That's my thinking. Mm-hmm. But it goes a bit deeper than that, because over the past few months and since that announcement, me as deputy have observed that the functioning of the opposition hasn't been what it should be. For various reasons, and I can get into a lot of detail on the reasons, the underlying reasons, but I've been concerned that, you know, we're not doing things that we should be doing.
During a press conference at the opposition headquarters, opposition leader, the Honorable Ezra Miller, said when he first became aware of the concerns about his leadership, he instructed the members to express their objection in a letter.
I told the member that upon receipt of such a signed letter, I would present it to the governor accompanied by my letter of resignation from the position as opposition, as leader of the opposition. The former letter from the team was critical, as I had no other reason to resign.
Mr. Suku says another reason why he stepped aside was because of the formation of a new political party within the opposition camp.
Mr. Miller made it clear to me that he would continue to build the Cayman People Alliance. He would move forward with that, and he plans to run 19 candidates. Now, if I am not going to be part of that by virtue of removing myself, clearly, that I'm not included in that 19. Mm-hmm. And he's going to obviously be looking to field a candidate against me in Newlands.
Mr. Miller says while there is a new political party being formed, each MLA is free to choose whether they wish to become a member or not. Andrell Harris, Radio Cayman News.
Although Mr. Suku is no longer in the official opposition, he remains on the opposition side of the Legislative Assembly. In other local news, police recover a large number of potentially stolen items, and they'd like you to take a closer look to help them find out who these valuables belong to. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
The items were seized during recent search warrants, and police believe they are stolen. The stash includes jewelry, watches, and electronics. Police have posted photos in an online gallery at rcips-ky and want you to come forward if you recognize the goods and can prove they are yours. How do you do that? Well, there are several means of identification: providing pictures of the item when it was first purchased or of you wearing it, presenting purchase receipts, serial numbers, or provide a description of any unique markings on the item that you made to brand it as your own. If you recognize the items and would like to view them in person or have information about them, contact DC344 Gomes at 926-2965 or DC198 Mendez at 916-1621. Anonymous tips can be provided directly to the RCIPS on their confidential tip line at 949-7777 or through the Miami-based call center of Crime Stoppers at 800-TIPS. That's 800-8477. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Another Taste of Cayman is in the books, and as promised, we're giving you a look at the winners of the various festival competitions. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego.
Thousands turned up to Cayman Bay's Festival Green last weekend for the Cayman Islands Tourism Association's 31st annual drink and food event. The results are in. For the second year in a row, the People's Choice Award for Cayman's favorite restaurant was won by the Beach House Restaurant from the Westin Resort and Spa. Participating in their first Taste of Cayman, Harbor Grill took home the titles of Best Dish and Best Dessert for their Cayman-style beef ravioli and breadfruit cake with caramel sauce. The Brasserie Purveyor's Garden Gin edged out Island Natural's Chagamocha Cold Brew Float for the Best Drink title. Within the Best Local Dish category, Agua took home the top award, while the Beach House Restaurant and the Outpost both went home with honorable mentions. Other winners included East Ender Nordell Jackson taking home the top spot for the inaugural Cayman-style beef competition, and with the largest number of entries since inception, the heavy cake competition was won by West Bayer Ilian Powery. The young chefs of the Home Gas Youth Culinary Cook-Off Competition, a new addition to this year's event, impressed both the judges and audience, with Iyana Davis Eden and Isaiah Bodden taking home the winning prize. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
That's your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.
From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your financial report. The closing prices of local stocks are provided by Cayman National Securities. CUC's common stocks closed at $15.11. Cayman Water Company closed at $12.55. Greenlight Reinsurance Company closed at $10.88. And Cayman National Corporation closed at $3.60. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 14 points to close at 26,143. The NASDAQ down 16 points to close at 7,947. The S&P 500 was up 0.11 points to close at 2,888. And the Financial Times 100 Index in London was down 3 points to close at 7,417. The three most active issues in New York today were Bank of America, unchanged, to close at $29.07, General Electric, down 0.44% to close at $9.12, and Advanced Micro Devices, down 0.14% to close at $27.79. In commodities, gold closed at $1,295.60, silver at $14.91, platinum at $893, and oil at $63.71 per barrel. In foreign currencies, the euro closed at 1.12, pound sterling at 1.30, yen 111.66, Canadian dollar 1.33, and the Jamaican dollar closed at 129.54. In other financial news, Maples Group sees several senior appointments. Details from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Maples Group Legal Services Division, which advises on the laws of the British Virgin Islands, Cayman, Ireland, Jersey, and Luxembourg, announced the appointment of 8 new partners and 7 counsel across its global offices. 3 new partners and 2 counsel were appointed right here in Cayman. With over 1,900 legal and professional staff globally, these latest appointments further strengthen the group's mandate to deliver the highest level of service within all areas of practice, including its core area of practice, funds and investment management, finance, corporate, dispute resolution, and insolvency and tax. The managing partner of the Cayman Islands Legal Services Division says these appointments are a testament to the exceptional hard work and expertise these lawyers bring to Cayman. Each of them is a, quote, talented, dedicated professional committed to delivering exceptional client service. Reporting for Radio Cayman's Financial News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
That's your financial report here on Radio Cayman. I'm Shanda Gallego.